In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. America's longest government shutdown ever continues. We're on day 25. We've got multiple federal agencies still out of funding as Democrats and Republicans continue their standoff over President Trump's border wall. This has left 800,000 or so federal workers without a paycheck, and among them are a lot of military veterans, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Nearly one-third of workers in federal executive branch agencies are veterans. According to the Office of Personnel Management, they're heavily concentrated in law enforcement departments like Justice and Homeland Security, meaning a lot of them are considered essential and still have to go to work even though they're not getting paid. Eric Young is a veteran and president of a union representing federal prison workers. He says many have service-related disabilities, and with salaries starting at $36,000 a year, they were already struggling.
You're talking about people that don't need additional stressors. 80% of our facilities are in very rural areas,
far from VA hospitals, food banks, and other social services. Julia Taylor Kennedy at the Center for Talent Innovation says a desire for meaning and purpose is what draws many people to a military career.
And so public service would also attract a lot of veterans to federal government.
That attraction might be tested now as the partial government shutdown drags on. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.